Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. India becomes second largest 5G market in the world, says Union Minister Ashwani Vaishnav. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar dismisses privilege motion notice moved by Congress against Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin moves resolution against WAF amendment bill in the Assembly. BJP MLA stages walkout. Government to launch 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. And Khelo India Para Games 2025 to conclude with a grand closing ceremony in New Delhi this evening. India has become the second largest 5G market in the world, says Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnav. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, the minister emphasized that because of the government's focus, various sectors are getting fundamentally transformed. He added that close to 11 lakh crore investments have been done in different sectors.
Today we are the second largest 5G country in the world. Today our railways is becoming the second largest carrier at 1.6 billion tons this year. Highway network is among the largest in the world. Ports are growing at a pace which was unheard of. We have doubled the number of medical colleges in the 10 years. We have doubled the number of IITs in the 10 years. That's the pace at which things have changed in the last 10 years.
Mr. Vaishnav further mentioned that electronic manufacturing in the country was negligible 10 years back, but today it has become among the top export items. Mr. Vaishnav said that the entire South, as well as the rich countries, are willing to take India's UPI payment system. The minister also announced that this year India plans to roll out first Made in India chip. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has dismissed the privilege motion notice moved by the Congress against Union Home Minister Amit Shah for allegedly casting aspersions on senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi. The notice was moved by Congress MP Jairam Ramesh in the House over Mr. Shah's remarks that one family controlled the National Prime Minister's relief fund when Congress was in power. While rejecting the notice, the chairman said he has carefully gone through it and did not find any transgression and absolute adherence to truth as vindicated by a document submitted by the minister on his comments.
I find there has been no transgression. There has been absolute adherence to truth, which is vindicated by a document that is available to the honorable members. And that being the situation, I cannot persuade myself to accord any acceptance to this notice of question of privilege against Sri Amit Shah, Minister of Home Affairs.
Mr. Dhankar expressed pain over rushed privilege motion, saying that breach of privilege is a serious matter. He reiterated that this house will not be a platform to ruin reputations of people. The chairman asked the Ethics Committee to lay down fresh guidelines for members' conduct. Cent has written to states to lower the VAT on aviation turbine fuel, ATF, to check the prices of air tickets in the country. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today on air ticket price, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramhon Naidu said 45% of the airfare price is due to ATF and some states are levying 29% VAT on this fuel.
When they are talking about airfares, I would request the honourable members of those representing states to find out how much ATF the states are charging and bring it down. Because 45% of the airfare prices is because of the ATF and the VAT that is charged.
He said some states have reduced the VAT on ATF to below 5%, while Tamil Nadu is still charging the highest of 29% VAT on the air fuel. He added that airfare is dynamic and it is based on demand. Mr. Naidu clarified that the government does not fix the prices of air tickets. Around 70% work of Asia's longest tunnel, Jojila Tunnel in Jammu and Kashmir, has been completed. The project, which will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Ladakh, has been constructed at a cost of over 5,500 crore rupees. Jojila Tunnel project consists of construction of a tunnel of more than 13 kilometers and approach roads to tunnel of length over 17 kilometers, totaling a total length of over 30 kilometers.
करीब 2 लाख करोड़ के काम हम जम्मू कश्मीर में कर रहे हैं। 105 टनल बना रही है, एशिया की सबसे बड़ी छोजिला टनल, जो 12,000 करोड़ रुपए जिसकी एस्टिमेटेड कॉस्ट थी वो केवल 5,500 करोड़ में बनाकर पांचवी बार टेंडर हुआ, पैसे बचाकर उसका काम 70% पूरा हुआ है। यह कारगिल के पहाड़ी के नीचे है, -8 डिग्री तक टेम्परेचर है और उस कठिनाइयों में हमारे लोगों ने बहुत अच्छा काम किया है।
Now let's go live to our correspondent Bhupender Singh for more updates. Bhupender, what are the latest you have from the parliament?
Yeah, Abhishek, right now in the Lok Sabha, certain amendments in the disaster management bill passed by the Raj Sabha is under consideration. And later, the Lok Sabha will approve certain amendments made by the Rajya Sabha on the railway amendment bill. And after this, immigration and foreign bill 2025 will be taken up in the House for consideration and passing. And if you talk about the importance of this bill, it is related to modernize the immigration laws. The legislation has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. And another bill which is listed in the Lok Sabha is related to reservation of seats in Goa Assembly for scheduled tribes. If you talk about the Rajya Sabha, the House has taken up discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2025 and the Finance Bill 2025. Abhishek, earlier in the Lok Sabha, several important oral and written questions were answered by the ministers related to civil aviation, food processing industries, housing and urban affairs, Jal Shakti, road transport and highways ministries. On a question related to food safety, the government informed that the House that Food Safety and Standard Authority of India has received over 3,600 grievances on the violation of food safety standards in e-commerce platform in the last 5 years. And over 2,500 cases have been resolved. And one of the question is related to construction of road in northeastern region. It was informed that over 3,500 kilometers of national highway projects are under construction in Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, and Tripura. In the Raj Sabha also, several important oral and written questions were raised related to atomic energy, communication, environment, external affairs, labor and employment ministries. And replying to a question on human-animal conflict, Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav expressed concern, saying that 344 people have died between 2021 and 2025 in such incidents. And earlier in the morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the privilege motion moved by Congress leader Jairam Ramesh against Home Minister Amit Shah.
Back to you, Abhishek. Bhupender, thank you, Bhupender. That was a correspondent, Bhupender Singh, reporting live from Parliament. Well, moving on, the Tamil Nadu Assembly passed a resolution urging the central government to withdraw the proposed WAF amendment bill. While moving the bill in the Assembly, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin said the centre's WAF bill was against the fundamental rights enshrined in the Constitution and undermined the powers of the WAF board. We have more from a correspondent.
The motion moved by TNCM, Mr. M.K. Stalin, stated that any elected government should work towards only protect the rights of the minorities and never endanger it. The bill was passed in the Assembly today with the support of main opposition AADMK and PMK parties, while the BJP members staged a walkout opposing the bill. Later, speaking to media, BJP legislator and the national president of the BJP Mahila Mocha, Srimati Vanathi Srinivasan, said the centre has the powers to bring any change in the WAF Act. It's Sumitra Ratnam from RNU Chennai.
Many political parties, including Bharatiya Janata Party and AJSU Party, have called for a Rachi Bandh today in protest against the daylight murder of BJP leader Anil Kumar Mahato, alias Tiger, yesterday in Jharkhand's capital Rachi. Many social organizations have also extended their support to the Bandh. Senior BJP leader and Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth has said that law and order has collapsed in the state.
यहाँ कोई राजनीतिक सुरक्षित नहीं, सामाजिक कार्यकर्ता सुरक्षित नहीं, व्यापारी सुरक्षित, आम लोग नहीं सुरक्षित हैं। तो उसकी जिम्मेदारी हम सब कार्यकर्ताओं की। तभी कुंभकर्णी नींद में सोने वाली ही सरकार जंगल राज 2 जिसमें अपराध कर्मियों का हौसला बढ़ा हुआ, तभी हम सब सड़क से लेकर सदन तक विरोध करेंगे। तब तक चुप नहीं बैठेंगे जब तक रांची से अपराध मुक्त नहीं हो जाते।
We have more from a correspondent.
Party workers in large numbers have come out on the streets to make the Ranchi Band called in protest against the murder of BJP leader Anil Tiger a success. The workers have blocked many major crossings including Ring Road, Ranchi Silli Road, Mahatma Gandhi Main Road, Harmu Road, Booty Mod, Ratu Road, Piska Mod by burning tires. Police have detained many party leaders including state BJP spokesperson Pratul Shahdev who had come out to enforce the Ranchi Band. Workers of various political parties, social organizations have come out on the streets and are demonstrating at various places. BJP, Aadsu Party and JLKM leaders have become aggressive against the state government over this murder and are demanding for government's resignation on the issue of law and order. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Minister of Coal will launch the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. Among the offered mines, 13 coal mines are fully explored, while 12 are partially explored, providing opportunities for both immediate and future development. The 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions aims to attract significant interest from domestic and international investors, reinforcing India's commitment to self-reliance in energy and industrial growth. In Jammu and Kashmir, a fresh encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces today in Kathua district, where a massive anti-terrorist operation is underway for the last 4 days. The gunfight erupted when the security forces spotted the terrorist in Ghati Juthana area of Rajbagh this morning. Reinforcements have been rushed and further details are awaited. The Khelo India Para Games 2025 is set to conclude with a grand closing ceremony this evening, marking the culmination of an inspiring and action-packed sporting event. Organized by the Sports Authority of India, the ceremony will be graced by Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Khadse. Let's now go live to our correspondent, Abhishek Kapil, who is at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium for the latest updates. Abhishek, if you can hear me, can you tell us what's happening there? And could you also give us a brief updates on the medals tally?
Yes, Abhishek. Right now, para table tennis finals are underway. In men's class 6 category, YJD SP took gold. And in women's class 6, Bhavika Kukadia won gold. In class 7, both men and our women category, Sanjeev Ji and Prachi Pandey emerged as a championship. If we talk about this edition of Khelo India Para Games, the 8-day championship witnessed participation from more than 1,300 athletes competing across 6 sports. And according to medal tally right now, Haryana is in the lead position, followed by Tamil Nadu in second place and Uttar Pradesh in third.
Right. Thank you, Abhishek. That was our correspondent Abhishek Kapil reporting live from the Khelo India Games. Well, moving on, Gaurav Dwivedi, CEO Prasar Bharati, was today present at the launch of the FICCI EY-M&E Industry Report in Mumbai. While addressing the gathering, CEO Prasar Bharati, Sri Gaurav Dwivedi said the large amount of consolidation and huge democratization of content are creating regularly in the industry. The world is observing the World Theatre Day today. The day is celebrated annually on the 27th of March for honouring the art of theatre, its practitioners and its role in cultural exchange and human expression. The theme for this year is Theatre and a Culture of Peace. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, theatre artist and renowned Bollywood actor Puneet Tiwari has shared his thoughts with us.
थिएटर आपको जोड़ के रखता है, आपकी जड़ों से जोड़ता है. थिएटर में सिर्फ और सिर्फ आप अभिनय नहीं सीख रहे होते हैं, आप हर कुछ सीख रहे होते हैं, आप सेट सीख रहे होते हैं. थिएटर जीने की कला है, आप कैसे जीते हैं उसमें हर चीज सीखना होता है. कोई एक चीज आप सीख लिए और उससे आपका विकास नहीं होता है, तो थिएटर आपको हर कुछ सीखने का मौका देता है. और थिएटर में कोई रीटेक नहीं है, जैसे आप कैमरे में अगर कैद किए जा रहे हैं, फिल्म बनाया जा रहा है, तो आपको वहां पे रीटेक की संभावना है. थिएटर भी जीवन की तरह जिसमें कोई रीटेक नहीं है.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India becomes second largest 5G market in the world, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar dismisses privilege motion notice moved by Congress against Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin moves resolution against WAF Amendment Bill. BJP MLA stages walkout. Government to launch 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. and Khelo India Para Games 2025 to conclude with a grand closing ceremony in New Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.